This is a Sydney Gator Gardener Dotson.
Hello there, this is Alan Titchmarsh saying to you that you are listening to the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. What an absolute pleasure. Enjoy.
Skinny Jean, just what my lover. It's just a guy that taught me about gardening. Skinny Jean, just what my lover. It's just a guy that taught me about
mate. Welcome to the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. We can call each other mates, right? No? We'll work on it. I mean, what are we on now? 83 podcasts. Come on. No? Okay, we'll work on it. Welcome, everyone. We've got today part two of the BBC Gardeners Question Time interview with Dan Crocker. I just want to say thank you to our sponsor manomano.co.uk. if you do anything, just check out their website. I'm sure we'll have a little advert later on. Before we crack on, right, let me just try and find it on my phone. I'm gonna try and find it as quick as I can. A while ago I asked for some reviews on the old iTunes, and my gosh, we got a few. Thank you very much to everyone that... How do you find them? Here we go. Everyone that reviewed it, Wild Cookie 75 recently found this podcast and enjoyed listening on the daily commute. A lot of people listen on the daily commute. A lot of people. In fact, we got one the other day, didn't we? That little blog post from Josh saying, this ain't one. This is not, everyone. This is not a podcast to go to sleep on. So thank you very much for that one. Sean J. Cameron, nothing is better than jumping out of bed to listen to the SJG on the wireless and have a bop around to the songs. A lot of attention for the songs and interest. Maybe I'll just change this totally to a singing podcast. The karaoke podcast. Only rated at 4 stars because I'm not on it enough. Well, we can work on that. And also, my good friend Richard Stuggett. I listen to many gardener podcasts, but I have found the Skinny Jean Gardener to be one of the best. Thanks very much, mate. It is an amazing way of talking to the listener. Is this a bit self-indulgent, me just reading out stuff about myself? Go and do it anyway. They like they are in the same room. Well, you are in the same room, mate. We are in the same room. The guest lineup is... well, we have got some amazing guests coming up. I've got it on my board right here. Woo-hoo! We are looking good, guy. We are looking good. I'm not going to tell you everything. Cliffhanger and all that. Just you wait. He doesn't know yet. He doesn't know what's coming up, but just brace yourself. Talking about Richard, he does a podcast called The Veg Grower Podcast. I listen to it every Monday. Actually, I listen to it every Tuesday morning because he records it on a Monday night. Go give it a listen. It's a nice listen. I enjoy it. I do enjoy it. The other week, it was about he got the old cancel. Come down, told him he had to clear his weeds. Luckily, he sorted that out. go follow his adventure on the Veg Grower podcast. He always gives me a little shout out, so I think I should give him a shout out as well. It's a great podcast. Right, unbelievable. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Mano mano. Mano mano.
How amazing would that have been if it was Richard Tuggett? right, look, let's go on to how we... It went well last week. Right, let's hit the jingle first. It's news. A lot of conversation happened last week about last week's news story about the man that was thinking he was helping, but I think the general consensus was that him dumping all the stuff on the grass, waiting for the council to come, sort of didn't help with the whole situation. So I think I'm going to say for everyone, we're going to send him down. There's no... Send him... Yeah, 10 years. 10 years is fine, that makes sense. Right, let's go on to this week's bit of news. Kelly Brook reveals she enjoys wild... You're going to love this one. Kelly Brook reveals she enjoys wild wees in her large Kent country garden because it's quite nice to go outside. Welcome, everyone, to Skinny Jean Garden Podcast. Right, she spent the summer... Kelly Brook, the once model, now apparently gardener, says me out of everyone. She spent the summer... cultivating a deep passion for the outdoors. She revealed sometimes she goes for wild wee while gardening. As what? She said this on radio. Why would you say this on radio? Asked by JK if a wild wee is defined as taking one outside. The TV personality said, yeah. I can't do that, the voice. Yeah, like sometimes when someone's in the loo and you're desperate to go, you just run outside and you... And just, you know, find a little bush. I'm sorry, you're not telling me that Kelly Brook has only got one toilet in her house. I've got two. I mean, one's an outside one, to be fair. Sometimes it's quite nice to go outside and do a little wee in the garden, isn't it? No. No. But her co-host didn't think it was... So there's going to be a question at the end of this, guys. Co-host didn't think it was quite as common as was soon laughing heartedly at the Kent native's explanation. I'm sorry. She said, it's the upside of living in the countryside. You've got no neighbours. No, right, even if you do, right? Even if you do wee outside, yeah. And I'll put this article in the show notes, guys. Even if you wouldn't tell everyone, would you? Sometimes when I'm out gardening covered in mud, I think I can't trapeze in the house, so desperate for the loo. I find a little spot and have a little wild wee. Also, calling it wild wee does not make it all like fashionable and cool. Oh, I ain't no one going to the pub saying, I went for a wee the other day. Just up the garden fence. You did what? Compared to... Yeah, I went for a wild wee the other... A wild wee? Yeah? A wild wee, okay. Prepare for a winter of blogs on wild weeing. And then it just goes into what she's wearing. I mean, news articles are thicker, aren't they? After that, it completely ignores the wild wee bit and talks about what she's wearing on a night out. Unbelievable. A wild wee. Right, so this week's question... Countryside or not? Or if you're on the allotment, although this is a question, isn't it? If you're on the allotment, what do you do? Do you go for a wild wee? Like Kelly Brook? The new face of gardening? I'm going for a wild... I can't get over... Now reading this, I saw the headline. By the way, it was quite difficult to find an upbeat garden story this week. I can't believe... This, I can't, now we've gone into it, I cannot believe this story. Do you wild wee? That's this week's question on the news. I quite like the news. We really do go literally anywhere in from a man being arrested or potentially sent down for cutting some council edges to Kelly Brook weaning a garden. You don't get that on any other garden, not yet, anyway, any other gardening podcast. Right, coming up in the show later on as well, we've got a competition, everyone. And a 1 minute task as well. But first, let's go on to the second part of my BBC Gardeners Question Time interview. We went behind the scenes. Thank you, by the way. I think I've said this already, but thank you very much for your kind messages about last week's podcast. A lot of you really enjoying going behind the scenes of another radio show and getting the whole story. This is the second part with Dan Cocker, the producer of Gardeners Question Time. So please, sit back. And unless you're wild weeing, then sit back and enjoy part two. It's the Garden Chit Chat, the Garden Chit Chat. It's the Garden Chit Chat, the Garden Chit Chat. It's a Garden Chit Chat, it's a Garden Chit Chat. Chat, 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 chat. The Garden Chit Chat.
Great. It's one of them things where, and I get this a lot as well, is like, oh, you want to speak to me about gardening? Like, not a lot of, there's, gardening's one of them things that, if you're a gardener, it's generally not, especially media-wise, it's not really shone too much of a light on, unless it's Gardeners World TV,
yeah,
or you guys, if you turn up, but that's why everyone's so happy, because
yeah,
it really is something that is put out there.
Well, I think one of the things that is a successful thing for us in particular, and I'm not knocking, you know, TV gardening shows, but invariably, you know, ITV's Love Your Garden.
Yeah.
I quite like that show. And they do this where they will go to someone. So instead of someone coming to them, they will go to someone. But of course, it's a short run thing and, you know, they only make so many a year. It's weekly.
Yeah.
Gardener's World, yes, they will visit places, but inevitably a lot of it is shot in Monty's garden, for example.
Yeah.
Whereas what we do is we take the whole show to them. We bring the show to that place. And sometimes we're in a relatively glamorous location, you know? We did a show last year at Frogmore, the Queen's private residence, which was great. We did a show the year before that at 10 Downing Street.
That's and cool.
You know, it's really cool, right? We got to go in the garden. It was amazing. But alongside that, you know, the direct next week after that, we will go to, say, the village hall in Paxton.
Yeah.
Paxton is the most northerly town in England. It's right next to the border with Scotland. You know, that is literally, you've got to really make an effort to get there. And, you know, we were sat there with an audience of about 150, 200 people who were all thrilled to see us, and it was such a lovely atmosphere. And that's the bread and butter of GQT.
Yeah.
And I think it means a lot, hell of a lot to the people who turn up to see the live recordings, that we bring the whole, almost like this travelling circus, into town. It's great. We love it.
Big fan, that because the sound guys were going around with. They always come around with that.
Oh, yeah. So, to put this into context, you came to a GQT recording in Southend.
Yes.
Last winter? It was cold, November, I remember that.
November time, then, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you mentioned, yeah, we have our OB truck. So it's Paul and Paul. To make it easier, we call them the same thing. That is their real names. And then one Paul sits in the van, making sure everything sounds great. And then another Paul sits in the hall, make sure everything sounds great in the hall. They are so professional, those
it's
guys.
It's always the same team.
Always the same team. Very, very occasionally, one of them won't be able to make it for some reason, so we'll get would you believe, another Paul. So there's Paul Brogdon, Paul Nixon, and Paul Strudwick. Broggers, Knickers, and Strudders. And they're all called Paul, and then if one of the Pauls can't make it, then Paul Strudders will step in. It's ridiculous that they're all called Paul. What they do is incredible, and they will be able to mic up a room that's... It could be a dead room like that. So we're in a radio studio right now, so it could be a dead room like this, which is very still and very silent.
Yeah.
Or they could be in a massive, huge glass house like we were in Kew a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they have to contend with aeroplanes flying over and their massive amounts of reverb and echo. But every single week they make it sound utterly beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. And going back to the analogy of, like, I don't know how seeds grow and I don't know how aeroplanes get in the air, I really don't know how they manage to make it sound so immaculate every single week, but they're great.
Yeah, because I rocked up early for that and they were just going around with mics and stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Just to catch everything.
They just leave no stone unturned. And if you say to them, right, we're going to do a show, so this is a real thing. We did a show a couple of years ago at the top of Mount Snowdon. So we had to cart all the gear up on this... they have a light gauge railway that goes up Snowdon on a quite a steep gradient.
Right.
And we carted every single inch of gear, every cable, every plug, you know, you name it, up to the top of Mount Snowdon. It's not like we did it out in the open. There's a visitor centre up there.
Right.
But we took the whole shebang up to this visitor centre. And you know what? They were like, yeah, man, we're totally up for this. They were
challenge.
Like, yeah. They just love the challenge.
Challenge pop.
Because it's easy doing it in a radio studio.
Yeah.
It's easy doing it in a theatre. Let's do it on top of a mountain.
Why not?
That's difficult. And they love it. And they lapped it up. So, yeah, it's great. We're very lucky. We work with such a bunch of professionals. I haven't even mentioned the panel.
Right.
But, like, you know, they're incredible. They don't see the questions until they're asked them.
I can believe that.
And you saw it firsthand, didn't you? Yeah.
It's true. It is true.
So myself and the chair, who is either Eric Robson or Peter Gibbs, we go through, the audience hands in their questions at the start of the show. We go through the questions in a little room. We lock ourselves away.
Yeah.
And the panel are in a different room and they can't see the questions. And then the first time they hear the questions put to them is when they hear them, when the person in the audience asks the question. And it's incredible the amount of knowledge that they've got stored away in the memory banks,
yeah.
And they can just trot out this advice. It's absolutely good. Unbelievable.
But the thing of not knowing the questions gets more real and honest answer instead of them sitting backstage thinking about that.
Yeah, exactly.
The answers.
And it would be boring if they revised.
Yeah, because it would sound so cold, wouldn't it? Be like,
yeah.
So this and this.
And there are occasions when someone will ask a question and one on the panel is unsure.
Yeah.
Because it might not be their field of expertise. They all bring something individual to the table. They're all general, really good gardeners.
Yeah.
In general. But they also all have some real specialist knowledge. So, for example, Pippa Greenwood, great all-round gardener, but her field of expertise is pests and diseases.
Right, okay.
And what Pippa doesn't know about pests and diseases isn't worth knowing.
Yeah.
And she also gets very enthusiastic about bugs, which is I love, because I'm a big bug fan as well. But I love learning about all these little, even the ones that do all the damage.
Yeah.
And she describes them in this amazing, almost affectionate detail. Have you ever heard of a marmorated stink bug, for example?
No.
It looks like a shield. It looks incredible. But yeah, Pippa once went off on one about how extraordinary they are and what they do.
Right.
And they're not actually great for your garden, but the look of them is extraordinary.
Yeah.
They look great. Matthew Wilson is a garden designer. He's got a great ear for great eye and an ear, I suppose, for garden design. But also he's really hot on trees and grass.
Okay.
Matt Biggs is just like, as you know, Biggsy. He's like the ultimate plantsman.
Yeah.
What he doesn't know about every single plant, you know, it's incredible. But he's also a real garden historian as well. So yeah, he'll be able to bring, you know, like the history of plant collectors and plant hunters and things like that. They've all got individual strengths that they bring to the table.
Yeah.
And some are hotter on those ideas than others. So, for example, Matthew Wilson will readily admit that he's not a fruit and veg guy. He's got a couple of fruit trees, in fairness. Maybe that's doing him a disservice. But he's definitely not a veg man.
No.
He's also definitely not much of an indoor plantsman.
Right.
And he will freely admit that, you know, he looks at an orchid and it dies. Whereas Anne Swithenbank and James Wong, they're both like... Anne Swithenbank is basically like the queen of indoor plants.
Yeah.
And James Wong is carving quite a niche for himself as like the indoor terrarium guy.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen his Instagram?
I have, yeah. It's incredible, isn't it? Because he's not got a garden, is he? He's
got a balcony. Yeah. He lives in a flat in central London, so he's got a balcony. So he's basically made the indoor of his flat a garden.
It's awesome.
It looks absolutely incredible. It's like stepping into Jurassic Park, but indoors.
Yeah.
So they all bring this individual's talent to the table. So if we do get a question about a certain topic and one of them is uncomfortable asking it, then we will just quickly move on to the next person.
Yeah.
But they will always admit it. It's not like they're trying to blag it. You know, James Wong will say, oh, to be honest, I can suggest this for you, but to be honest with you, this isn't my field of expertise. Anne, what do you think about this? Or Chris, what do you think about that? But then, one of the things that James does really well is that he'll go, well, look, I said that I didn't really know about that kind of thing, but I'll give you an alternative.
Yeah.
Instead of growing that, say, strawberry, I'm going to give you three amazing fruits that you should be growing, which are, like, double the antioxidant content, like, yeah. amazing sources of vitamin C and blah, blah, blah.
He goes into it, then he goes into that sort of thing.
So it's like...
But it's good, though, because it's still giving knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's, you know, giving you options if you don't want to grow, say, strawberries.
Yeah.
Or if you want a different kind of berry to grow than his... Here's a suggestion.
Yeah,
Bob's
really
good at that as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, it's cracking. Long may it continue.
Definitely. usually I say, oh, what's the future for Gardener's Question Time? But the future is just as it is.
Yeah, I mean...
Smashing it.
We regard looking after this show as, you know, looking after one of the crown jewels... of radio.
Yeah. How long have you guys been doing it
for? We've been doing it for almost 10 years. I work for a production company called Something Else. And Something Else makes Gardener's Question Time, among many, many other radio shows and TV programs and social media content and that kind of thing. So we won the contract to make GQT 10 years ago, almost 10. And we regard it as I say, nurturing this absolutely legendary program.
Yeah.
We have introduced subtle changes here and there. We've introduced new panelists. We've introduced very small but significant changes in how we do certain things. So we, for example, we do a post-bag show.
Yeah.
And it used to be that we used to do post... It's basically like a correspondence edition, so we can, you know, get round to all those emails and letters that we get through the post from listeners. So it's our chance to address all those all in one go, all in one show. And we'll get through about 15 or 20 questions in that show. We used to do those like in a literal potting shed.
Okay.
But now we roam around. So now we will visit gardens and do the whole show literally, physically walking around gardens.
Right.
So we can go to that specimen. Yeah. So if someone has a question... about, say, Trachycarpus, then we can go to a garden that has a Trachycarpus.
Oh,
and, you know, and because we know the questions in advance, still, the panel don't hear them until that we ask the questions. But obviously, we've seen them because they've landed in the GQT inbox.
Yeah.
So we know that, oh, if we go to this garden, then we'll be able to find this particular plant, and we'll be able to stand right next to it, and the panellists will be able to describe exactly what that plant looks like and what it, you know, the texture of it and how to care for it. So it's a nice way to do it.
Yeah.
So we've introduced subtle things like that. We just think adds a little bit of colour and a little bit of texture to the programme. But on the whole, I think we'd be in trouble if we tampered with the format.
Yeah.
And the format is a panel of experts answering gardening questions.
Yeah.
And I don't think listeners want that to change.
No, that's a beauty,
wouldn't dream of changing that either.
No.
You know, it is what it is. Imagine if you're a production company and you win the contract to make Desert Island Discs.
Yeah.
And suddenly you say, right, we've got it now. Tell you what we're going to do. Instead of 10 records, we're going to do 5. And then we're going to do 3 box sets that you've got to take with you to watch as well. and then also, you know, a few podcasts. It's like,
we're changing our
No, man, come on. Stick to the format. It's it's 10 records that you take with you. Like, don't tamper with it.
No. Exactly.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No.
And that's, you know, that's sort of what we think of with GUT. As I say, we make subtle changes and we move with the times. You know, we have social media channels on the show as well. So we know that we have, going back to what we first started about, a slightly younger audience. We'd love to get a younger audience and a more diverse audience in there. But we're never, ever going to lose sight of the fact that our core audience are slightly older, people who have more time on their hands, and more experience and expertise. And you know what? Great. We welcome all comers, basically.
That's cool. Well, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, man.
It's probably the best audio that's ever going to be on this podcast, being in this room, so...
Do you reckon?
And you helped as well.
So thanks,
man. Good at talking.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. The
Garden Chit-Cha. Big thank you to Dan Cocker for... Well, actually, he's been on the podcast a couple of times in the last couple of months talking about his own garden and about BBC Gardeners Question Time. So thank you very much for his time... and being able to talk about BBC Gardeners Question Time. It was a lot of fun, and a lot of fun to produce and edit as well. So big up to him. Right. Okay, guys. Have we got... Let me just have a little... Have we got an intro for... We've not done a competition for such a long time. I'm not even sure if we've got any... wait there. Aha! There. Right. Play. It's time for a competition. What you gonna win? I'm not sure. It's for you, and you, and you, and not you. But it's a competition we can all, but not you, enjoy. All you gotta do is share this podcast. And you could win the competition. It has been such a long time since we last did a competition that I can't even remember. I've been promising competitions all year, and I've been awful with them, okay? So I think next year I'm going to get bang on the competitions. I'm at a lot of shows next year, so I'll make sure... that I get tickets for you guys as part of that deal. This week, we have competition tickets for Ideal Home Show. Oh, yes. It's Christmas time. It's time for Ideal Home Show. I'm absolutely pumped. Ooh, pumped to be... that's a bit over top. But I am excited to be at Ideal... what's it called? Ideal Home Christmas... show. It's not called that. What is it called? Ideal Christmas Show. Was it? Okay. Let me... I've got to search now. It's... hang on. I don't even know why I get muddled up. Anyway, while I'm searching what it's actually... hang on, wait there. I just want to say... it's right, they're not going to be listening. There it is. It's just called Ideal Home Show Christmas. Why did I think it was called anything different? Ideal Home Show Christmas... it's coming. I'm going to be there on the 25th, exactly a month before Christmas. I'm going to be there 25th of November. It's going to be really a lot of fun. They've asked me to do a gardener talk about winter gardening, which I have wrote and I'm very excited about. It's going to be a good little talk, that one. That's at 11 o'clock on the 25th. Then at 2 o'clock, where I'm even more excited about, is the first showing of the 2019 show, The Biggest Gardening Entertainment... well, you'd think you'd get it right the first time, wouldn't you? The biggest gardening entertainment show in the world, in the world. That's right, everyone. at 2 p.m. on the 25th of November at Ideal Home Show Christmas. You'll be able to check that out. I don't know how it's going to go down. I'm still writing that one at the moment, actually. But it's going to be... Oh, I've got to get all the stuff on the other side of London as well. It's quite a lot of equipment. We'll see how we get on with that. That's a YouTube video on its own. But I've got a chance for you guys to come along and watch me. Or you can... Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I'm on a Sunday. Leave the best till last. But you can go any of those days if you wish with these tickets. So, what do we have to do? You know my competitions are pretty simple. All I'd like you to do, right, is share this podcast with your mum, your dad, not verbally. It has to be so, I mean, it doesn't count if it's not on social media. It's the world we're living in. It's the world we're living in. Don't count if it's not on social media. Don't count. I tell you what, it does count if you can send me a video of, that's it, that's it, I've just come up, as we speak, I've just come up with it, alright, to win these tickets, all you need to do is send me a video, or, a piece of audio, of you saying to your mum, your dad, your nan, your best friend, you should listen. This is what you got to say. You should listen to the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. That's all I need. All right, and you can win tickets. Let's see how many entries we're getting for that. Let's see. That is the first competition in a while. And I like that. That's a nice way to enter, isn't it? Do you like that? You can send them to me on Twitter. You can send them to me through email, lee@skinnyjeangunner.co.uk. Any other way, you could WhatsApp them to me if you've got my number. Some people, hopefully I haven't got my number because I'll have to change my number. Oh, I've got an email already. Guessing it's time to outro this bit. Who is it? Oh, it's a Bill. All you gotta do is share this podcast and you could win the competition. Maybe we should do, right, I think on my board right now I have got a Christmas special on the 24th coming out and a 1 year review on the 31st. I think we should do a big Christmas. Right, I got it. On the 24th is the Xmas Special. Don't ask me what's on it. I don't even know yet. The Xmas Special is coming on the 24th. Shall we do a massive competition for that? Your silence says it all. Let's do it. Right, let's go on to this week's 1 minute task. So this week's 1 minute task has a little bit to do with Ideal Home Show because they've asked me of loads of different things that I can do outside in winter, which is difficult for growing. I don't really do much growing. I'm going off on a tangent. I don't really do much growing of veg during the winter, but I do enjoy getting outside with Olive and having fun, even though it's a little bit cold. One of the tasks that I've said for the show, which is coming on the 25th, is to create a bug hotel. Now, you can do this in two different ways. First way is you can hit up manomano.co.uk, or you can just hit the show notes below, and they've got a really cool little wooden insect hotel. They call it an insect hotel, or a bee and insect hotel. Theirs is. I call it a bug hotel. Now, these are really cool. You can stick them on the wall, stick them on the floor, and then loads of bugs will come along and make a home in there. Now, this is a lot of fun because the bugs will slowly take home. Is that a word? Take home in the bug hotel. And then over the next few weeks, you can go outside and see what sort of creepy crawlies have made home. That's not what it is. That is not actual proper English, is it? Made home. So you can buy that. How much are they, actually? $8.99. An awesome little Christmas gift as well. I'm doing a lot of Christmas gift stuff at the moment for kids. That's an awesome one. $8.99 on manomano.co.uk. Or on the flip side, on the total flip side, you can create your own if you wish by just getting a load of logs, load of twigs and load of leaves, piling them up nicely in the corner of the garden and letting them make a little home there as well. Or make home, as some people might say. It's not a saying, is it? It's not a saying. But as a Christmas present, the little bug hotels on Mano Mano, quite nicely made. Nice little present. Sorted. $8.99. Plus a bit of postage. Be there by the weekend. Sorted. A great one to get the kids outside, especially if you're trying to think of other ways to keep them happy over the holiday period, over the weekends. Get outside. Create a bug hotel and have fun.
Mano Mano.
Barry! Barry! Mano Mano. Barry! Are you listening? Barry! Barry!
Yes, what? What's wrong?
Are you going to paint the deck in?
What? Paint the deck?
Mano Mano.
I'm gonna paint the deck. Are you gonna paint the deck in? Am I gonna paint the deck? I'm not even going. It's winter. What do you want to paint the deck in for? I think it looks a bit untidy. And when we have everyone over for the winter barbecue.
A winter? Who has a barbecue in the winter?
When everyone comes over, it's gonna look untidy, Barry. But don't you need to protect it?
Oh, are you an expert? Are you an expert in decking now, are you?
Are you going to do it this weekend?
No, I'm not. How am I going to get... I've got work all week, right?
Here we go. Here comes the punchline, right?
No. How am I going to do it, right? I've got work all week. You want me to pop that after work? It's dark when I get in. It's dark when I go out. It's dark when I get in. Then you want me to get dressed, go down the shop, or DIY, you know what I'm saying? Get the stuff, come back. It's gonna be about past midnight. It won't be open at midnight, but you know what I'm saying. You're joking, ain't you? No way. No, not this weekend, girl. Not this weekend.
Some stereotypes here. just bear with it. Well, what about manomano.co.uk?
Manomano, what?
Manomano.
Why do people always talk? She's downstairs, I'm upstairs. Why is she shouting through?
Well, Mano Mano, they sell everything you could possibly need for your next DIY or garden project.
What is this, an advert? Huh? What is this, that? Joe, what is this, an advert?
Mano Mano. Well, you can fill your basket on manomano.co.uk right now.
Mano Mano.
With everything you need for this week's project.
This is an advert, isn't it?
Then you can enjoy the rest of your day safe from the knowledge of the tools and materials are on their way. Barry, are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
Mano Mano, they're here to help you with the best products, the best brands, and the biggest range and the best prices.
Yeah, what's the web address? I'm typing it in there. What's the web address?
ManoMano.co.uk.
Oh, I'm going to have to get this project finished this weekend.
That was a really simple 1 minute task this week, especially if you're just going by off ManoMano.co.uk, guys. But a few more of my 1 minute tasks, I'm going to slowly make them a little bit more kid and family orientated. I did something about fleece the other week. It was important. I'm not saying it's not important, the fleece thing that I did the other week, but it didn't feel like my core. Like I felt like it wasn't Skinny Jean Gardener enough. All right. It's a bit. That's me yawning, by the way. That's a long yawn, guys. A long yawn. So I want to try and make him a little bit more family friendly, and a few more tasks that you can do over the winter with the kids. Get out there and just enjoy the garden. because the garden's not just for summer, guys. It's for winter too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're coming to the end. Don't worry. Don't worry, guys. We are coming to the end. Big thank you, everyone, to Dan Kyoka for being on the podcast. We had Alan Titchmarsh at the start of the show. I don't know if you heard, but thanks to him for his little bit of... Yes, it was him. A little bit of audio. We also need to thank... No Ed Bird this week. He will be back in the future. He's a very busy boy at the moment. Very busy boy. If you want to learn a bit of Latin, head back to last week or the week before that or the week before that. Ed will return to the podcast. Don't you worry about that. All of everything that we... I'm tripping over my words at the end of this. Come on, you can do it, Lee. We're so close to the end. Everything that I've talked about in this podcast is in the show notes. If you are going for a wild wee, please be careful. And if you are going to buy a bug hotel, then please hit up the link below. Also, if you want to end the... we're flying for everything here. If you want to hit up the competition, send me a video of you telling your mum, your dad, your nan, your neighbour, anyone you want. I shall speak to you. I think that's everything. We got through everything? I think we haven't we? I'll tell you what. Let's outro this show, and I might, if you want to carry on listening to me mumble on a little bit, I might do a little bit of hashtag. Why does everyone keep emailing me? Hashtag listen to the end. Goodbye. Skinny Jesus, what my lover. It's just a guy that taught me about gardening. Skinny Jesus, what my lover. It's just a guy that taught me about gardening. Welcome to hashtag listening. We ain't done this for ages, have we? What is this? Dear sir or madam, are you currently on vacation? Regarding skinny-jeans.com. I don't... What is wrong with these? No, I don't want... I'm constantly getting spammed. Constantly. What is going on there? I lost it a little bit at the end there. That is an apology for you guys that have listened all the way through to this podcast. I lost it a little bit at the end of the podcast there. I was stumbling over my words. I also forgot to thank the sponsor, Mano Mano. But I feel like I mentioned him enough, so we got away with it. Is there anything else I want to talk about? Not really. I just want to say thanks. You guys that listen all the way through, thanks to you guys. Big fist bumps. If you've not signed up to the bonus podcast, I'm trying to do. I did say. I think I said. Hey, I'm going. Everyone, I'm going to do daily podcast. It's not happened. It's not happened yet. I've not even recorded a bonus podcast yet. I intend to do a couple tomorrow as I drive to Malvern for a school's garden project thing. It's the worst description I could have given. But if you want more of this ramblings, I'm going to start doing a car share bonus podcast. Some of it won't be in the car, but I'll try and make most of it in the car to keep continuity and to bring back some bonus content. There you go. It was definitely worth listening to the end of this podcast, wasn't it? Sure it was. So I tell you what, let me just fly through right, what's coming up, just for you guys, what's coming up in the next few weeks. Let's go all the way, shall we? This is not definite, but probable, sorry. So we had BBC Gardens Question Time this week, right? Next week, we've got a Peter Donegan interview. Now, I'm not sure if to split that into two or not yet. Probably will. Then we've got audio from the Ideal Home Show, so you can listen back to some of the stuff that I'm speeding off. What's that one say? Oh, I'm off to Garden Media Guilds in a few weeks. If you are, give me a shout. We can meet up. So there's a Garden Media Guild special, so I'm going to be recording there. Then we've got Jonathan Mosley coming up in December. Excited about that one. What's that one? Gardeners. Oh, then we've got a bit more of, not from Gardeners Question Time, but a Gardeners Question Time from my festival, and maybe a little bit from Mr. Toby Buckland's festival. I'm not sure yet. Then, crikey, then we're straight into the Xmas special, unrecorded at the moment. Then the yearly review. I like that one. We start the year in 2019 with Mr. Jim Buttress. And we've also got Mr. Charlie Benton from the festival as well in January. So we've got a good couple of months coming up on this podcast. So stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned. It's not it's not all this rubbish. Yeah, has this been worth it? Has this been worth waiting till the end? Sure. If you listen to this bit, hashtag listen to the end, maybe. Should we do that again? What? Stop talking. I'll speak to you later. Much love.
This is a Cinnamon Gator Gardener Dachshund.